This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. This spring, Vermont recorded one of its biggest landslides. It happened in Waterbury in the Cotton Brook area of the Mount Mansfield State Forest. No one was hurt, thankfully, but 12 acres of hillside vanished and part of a popular trail and nearby stream were damaged. VPR's John Dillon visited the site, and he joins us now to tell us how the landslide is giving scientists a rare opportunity to learn more about these active geological events. Hey, John, thanks for being on the program.
Great to be here, Bob.
John, you went up and visited this site. Tell us what you saw. What was the scale of the damage that you witnessed?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it takes a special kind of person to get excited about landslides. But if you think about geology, you think about the study of ancient rocks, you know, plate tectonics that happened a really long time ago that moved the continents around. But this is, as you said, an active event, kind of like our version of a volcano or geyser or something. And it's just really cool to be around an active, to watch active geology in real time. So the scale, we came up the Cotton Brook Road in the Mount Mansfield State Forest. So we came up the stream valley, and first you see this clearing where the trees were flattened, and then this sort of huge splash of earth and rock that got swept up the opposite side of the stream. So if you think about it, that gives you an idea of the force. Like, it just came barreling down the hill and pushed this stuff up the other side a little ways, almost reaching the road. And that just, you know, that just shows you how strong this thing was. And then when you get out and hike down, you have to crane your neck all the way to see up to the top of this cleared slope. It's 100 meters straight up, 12 acres gone, as you say. It's big. I mean, I don't know how far across it is, pretty far, at least as tall as it is. And the most amazing thing is that you look up at this slope, there's these little shelves of earth that are just sort of hanging in midair with the trees still standing straight up like nothing had happened to them. They're about to go, you know, they're just hanging there. Sooner or later, they'll tumble down the hill.
Boy, it sounds like a scene of real destruction. Do state officials know what the actual trigger was that caused this to happen in the short term?
Well, they don't know what caused it to fail exactly when it did, but they do know the underlying cause. You know, so there wasn't any blasting or earthquakes or anything like that nearby that would have jostled the earth in a big way. But the underlying cause has to do with the type of materials on that hill that the ground is made of, and then all that rain and snowmelt that we had in the spring, which was flowing over the ground and, more importantly, seeping through the ground. And so basically gravity and then that steep slope and the lack of friction took over. And that's because these layers of sediment at the bottom is clay. And clay is really slippery when wet. And then on top of that is gravel and sand and bigger rocks. And it's on this steep slope. And when the water got to a point, the clay got so slippery that stuff just started to move. And once one piece started to move, the state geologist Marjorie Gale says that it just sort of fractured and cascaded from there. And bigger chunks came down.
And state officials say that this event has cause both concern for them, but it also offers them some exciting opportunities to study science. Let's look at the concern side. What are they worried about here?
Well, they're worried about it still going on, for one thing. So, you know, if people, they've had to close a trail, it's severed part of the Foster's Trail, so they don't want people around, and it's a very popular hiking area, so that's, you know, just public safety. They're concerned about what other areas of the state could be landslide prone like this, and then they're looking at sort of the impacts, the biological impacts to the environment. This landslide released a ton of clay that went down to Cotton Brook and then into to the Waterbury Reservoir. And that clay has an impact on stream life because it's just this thick, silty stuff that can smother things.
And what happens to those streams? Does it take them a while to recover from this? Because it affects the kind of life that's going on in the stream, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So And that's where there's opportunity for research into this event. So the Little River, which, remember, flows from the end of the Waterbury Reservoir, so 3 or 4 miles from this site, and you is flowing silty. It's brown. And that's because this 100,000 cubic meters, of stuff went into the stream and then into the reservoir and formed this delta. And a lot of it is now coming out through the Little River from the tailwater release of that dam. And it's so it coats the rocks. It's interfering with the macroinvertebrate population. These are the bugs, your stoneflies, caddisflies, larval forms of mayflies, and all the insects that thrive in a stream and basically form the base of the web of life, or near the base of the web of life that fish feed on and everything kind of uses. And they're also sort of indicators of stream health, and they can't survive in polluted, silty, dirty streams. So that's the Little River. When I was out, they didn't find very many. And I should say the Cotton Brook near the site is much worse. This you can barely see a quarter inch below the surface. It's coffee colored. And the material has stuck the rocks together. If you think of it, it's almost like a concrete kind of stuff. And no bug can move around. They found 13 last time they were there in 1 square meter, whereas they'd expect to find several hundred.
You mentioned earlier some of the short-term reasons of why these kinds of landslides take place. But there are also some long-term reasons that are fascinating that go back thousands of years.
Yeah. I mean, in one sense, this is a very old story because you can blame it all on this Glacier Lake, Glacier Lake Winooski, that was here, where we're sitting by, was underwater 14,000 years ago, the Winooski River Valley here in Montpelier. This Glacier Lake had all kinds of fingers and fjord-like indents into the surrounding hills and mountains, and into those were streams and deltas. And when the lake and the streams and deltas receded or dried out, they left behind these layers of sediment, including the clay and the sand and other things that we talked about, that are all now like perched in some cases 1,100 feet up hillsides. So there's a lot of remnants of this Glacier Lake that we're still finding out about, still researching, and still dealing with, apparently, as we saw from this slide.
You mentioned this is what's considered to be an active geological situation. What opportunities does it give state officials and scientists to learn more about, since it's still in its active stage?
Well, they're trying to see how much is moving and what could fail next. That's just on this site. It's funny, the state set up these trail cams and take an image every day. And in one, it's just the bare slope. And in the other, there's this island of earth moving down with a couple of trees in it. So it's still moving. But then more broadly, the state's working on a statewide landslide hazard map. And this, in two things, it underscores the importance of having a landslide hazard map, but it also gives an opportunity to look around, see what other areas may be prone. And so far, they've done several counties. It's a really a long project. It's a lot of detail work. They hope to get that done within 10 years.
And if they get those results, does it tell them maybe there shouldn't be additional development in certain places because these areas might be prone to landslides?
Exactly. I mean, the Glacier Lake went as far north and west as Richmond, far south and east as Williamtown. So there's lots of these potential sites. And there's a big landslide in 1999 that was in Jeffersonville that was near an elementary school. So I guess one lesson and one warning would be, you know, don't have a ski condo development, for example, at the bottom of one of these sediment filled hillsides that could be prone to a landslide. You know, watch out for where you build.
VPR's John Dillon, many thanks for this fascinating geology lesson about the past, the present, and perhaps the future of Vermont.
You're welcome, Bob.